Hello, everybody. It is time again for the weekly word. Hallelujah. I am so excited to be able to share with you today because it is a very, very special time. It is a time in which we are quickly approaching the Hebrew calendar year of 5785. That's 5785. Representing Pei Hei, the voice of God, his voice coming through in grace, being brought into the earth, overwhelming grace, his overwhelming love for us, his righteousness, his purity, his holiness, that he is grace being made manifest. And so this is indeed an exciting time. And so God would speak to us at this time about how then shall we build our house. And what I mean by house is the temple that God is building within you, which is an individual temple. And then collectively, he is building his kingdom, which is the setup of a temple in which he rules as king. And so what this means for us is that as God is speaking to us individually about the year 5785, God wants us to know that there's a proper way to build. There's a proper way to build our ministries. There's a proper way to begin to set up kingdom for Hebrew year 5785. And he wants this proper establishment of how to do ministry, how to build ministry, and I say ministry as in the ministry to your home, your community, your church, your national, international ministry. All together collectively we are building kingdom. And so the word going out at this time is, how should we build then, Lord? Because the outcome of good building is that the glory of the Lord is released in the earth. Habakkuk chapter 2:14. Let that glory come forth as the waters cover the sea. And that's what distinguishes us, okay, from the world and its lusts and its envy and its jealousy and its manipulation, its control, the dominion of death that the world lives in. We, the people of God, are being set up by him to present ourselves as builders who build with grace and fullness and completion and wholeness. If you're going to build anything or consider how to build something, most often we consider our building from our place of lack. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. So when you think about building something for God, or you know, just building anything, starting anything from a fresh foundation, many times you start from where is the deficit first, okay? So most building plans come from what's lacking that I might create something that fullness might exist. But God is speaking to us in this season about the fact that he has given us fullness, wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken in our relationship with Jesus Christ, in our relationship with the fact that we died, buried, resurrected with him, overcame lack, poverty, sickness, sin, death, and the grave were overcome, and now we're ascended and seated with Christ in heavenly places. So what does this mean for us? Let me tell you what it means. What it means is that our building now has to look different. Our building now is done from a place of fullness, completeness, and wholeness, building from the mountain and not from a place of deficit. As we come into Hebrew year 5785, we need to properly position ourselves that we are not building from a place of lack. Because if you build from lack, all you're gonna try and do is fill the need. You're gonna try and fill the hole. Listen, if you wanna see the glory of the Lord released in 5785, then you have to change your thinking and begin to build from what is full, complete, and whole already. Now let me take you to the Word of God. So last couple weeks I've been talking about Haggai chapter 1, which is relative here to the month of Elul. And we have 2 weeks left before, actually just 1 week before October 2nd at sundown, when the calendar turns over on Rosh Hashanah to the Hebrew year 5785. It's the year, I said, of the voice of grace, the overwhelming grace of God being made manifest in the earth. Now, if grace is being made manifest, then the glory of the Lord is being released. So God's been speaking to us about considering our ways. And this is in Haggai chapter 1. Consider our ways of doing things and begin to get our head in God's way of doing things and shift our faith structure to the fact that through our death, burial, and resurrection in Jesus Christ, we've been given all things already, fullness and completeness. We are indeed the people who are his treasured possession, his holy nation, called to bring forth the blessings and honor of the Lord in the earth. We're called to walk in this level of power being made manifest in the earth today. Okay, that's not an identity in which anything lacks. So if nothing lacks and we've entered into covenant with God that we are indeed his treasured people and his holy nation, then we must indeed be operating as such. We need to operate from having everything already. Now what? Now what is, let the glory of the Lord be released in the earth. And what we learned from Haggai during the month of Elul is that there is a rebuilding process and that God is telling the people, listen, you're not paying attention here. I've given you all things. And this is in the Old Testament. This is even before the New Testament. In other words, Jesus is being prophesied that he is coming, but God wants them to grab a hold of their identity as a royal priesthood in a holy nation. And so God wants them to grab a hold of the fact that they're in a relationship with him. This oneness makes them have all things. But the problem in Haggai chapter 1 is the people don't want to build the house of God because they're so consumed with themselves and what it is that they're trying to gain. So we got to get beyond that if we're going to set up a strategic plan to build the kingdom in 5785. Come on, I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you fivefold ministry leaders. I'm talking to you those who've received spiritual gifts from the Lord, mercy, your mercy gifts, your speaking in tongues, your gift of tongues, your administration gifts, your financial gifts, your healing gifts. I mean, what are these gifts that God has given you? They need to be built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, which are a foundation of fullness, not of lack. Okay, so anytime God talks about releasing the glory, which he does in Haggai chapter 2, he talks about it through the framework of the fact that people gotta stop considering their own needs first, but know that all their needs have been met, and now begin to come to the house of the Lord and build. So let's go to Haggai chapter 2, because technically, this is so exciting, this is exactly what happens in the month of Tishri, which is the seventh month on the religious calendar, and it happens on the 20th day, okay? So the whole Hebrew month in Elul is, the whole Hebrew month spoken about in the book of Haggai, chapter 1, is the month of Elul. It's talking about the sixth month. But now in Haggai chapter 2, something amazing happens in the seventh month. See, God challenged them in the sixth month to consider their ways. But in the seventh month, which we're getting ready to enter into, he says, there is something I'm going to release. And I need you to be ready for this release. And so let's talk about this right now. I want to read Haggai chapter 2, verse 1. In the seventh month, in the 21 day, so the 21st day, which actually for us that's going to be the eighth day of Sukkot. The Feast of Tabernacles goes for 7 days. This will be what's considered the eighth day, a very, very special day. Here came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah. So he's speaking to, again, civil government here, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest. He's speaking to the church government, okay, per se, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison as if it is nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all the people of the land. That's us, and, says the Lord. And work, he says, get to work, for I am with you. This is where our identity comes in. I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. A covenant was made, the Mosaic covenant, that said we're a holy nation and a royal priesthood, a treasured possession, and we need to obey the word of the Lord. And when we obey God, blessings come. So this is a covenant when they came out of Egypt. So my spirit remains with you, says the Lord. Fear not. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill the house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Okay, so God is beckoning them to come back to their place of identity. He's saying, listen, stop thinking about why your needs aren't met or how you can get more. Get. He said, get into the place of knowing who you are is my treasured possession, my holy priesthood. Get back into that place and space. And he says, I need you to think about the fact that I pulled you out of Egypt. I am not the God of Egypt. I am the God of promised land. I am the God of the covenant. Now, why is he saying this? He's saying, because I don't want you to build with an Egypt mindset. Come on, write that down. God doesn't want you to build with an Egypt mindset in the Hebrew year 5785. Don't you build your house, don't you build your ministry, and don't you come trying to build the kingdom of God with the mindset of Egypt. It is time to understand the mindset of the promised land. So God says, listen, my spirit is with you. I've covenanted with you. Fear not. You're a holy priesthood and a royal nation. Stand up. Be pure. Be righteous. Be holy. Put your pedal to the metal. Get ready to work. But see, God's not telling them to work from deficit. He's not saying work from the mindset of Egypt. He's saying work from the mindset of the promised land and the covenant I made with you based on your identity, which says you don't need provision, protection, and acceptance from others. What you need is me, and as you build, I will give you all the provision, protection, and acceptance that you need while you're building the kingdom. In other words, God says, I want to release my glory, but I will not do it to a bunch of people that do not know who they are in Christ and are continuing to build in lack. They're continuing to build from the mindset of Egypt. God says it's time to release the glory, but the glory is released in fullness, not in lack. See, the glory, when released into the latter house, okay, and he's talking about, listen, you saw the former house. He said it wasn't that good. He said, listen, I got something better for you. I got the latter house glory. It is way better, but it's going to come to kingdom builders who understand how to build in fullness. Now, what is that? That means building from the fullness of the heavenly places. What did we talk about last week? I said, consider how you build. Go and build on the mountain. Come on, I need you to build on the mountaintop. You do not need to be building from the earth up. That's how they built the Tower of Babel, right? It was up. It was the earth upward. Come on. No, we're not doing that. We're building from the mountaintop upward. We're building already being up, and then we're releasing all that fullness, completion, wholeness, shalom, peace, righteousness, nothing missing, nothing broken, into the earth. So we build here, and then God releases it to come into the earth. Come on. I'm getting excited right now. I'm getting excited because I'm talking about fullness. I'm talking about nothing missing, nothing broken. I'm talking about the fact that when you come up to the mountain and you bring your wood and you bring your hammer and you bring your nails and you are ready to start going, you're coming with the mindset of the promised land and who you are in Christ, not the mindset of Egypt. You're coming to the house of the Lord to build as he gets you ready in 5785 to release the glory into your personal house, your personal temple, your home environment, your husband, wife, kids, or, you know, your family environment, then your church, then your neighborhood, then your city, then your state, then your nation, and ultimately the nations. God says the kingdom is coming and he is shaking the nations. What's he shaking? He's shaking off these old mindsets that we don't have anything. Oh, you don't have enough. You can't possibly come to the house of the Lord and build today because you don't have enough. God's saying, listen, I need you to get on the mindset of the promised land and get off the mindset of Egypt. I need you to raise up in 5785 because God says, I want to release the glory, but I need you to build from a place of fullness. So you might be saying, okay, Candace, well, what does this look like practically? Okay, here's the practical. You've received all things through your death, burial, and resurrection in Christ. You have his righteousness. And listen, if you don't understand about righteousness, you need to take my soul transformation class, okay? Soul transformation. You need to understand what actually happened when you died, buried, and resurrected with Jesus. Your mind, your will, and your emotions have received the fullness of his righteousness, okay? All that is his righteousness was imparted to you. What is that? It means everything that you think is a lack actually was fully filled by what he did. So you have the fullness of provision, protection, and acceptance. So now that you're a full vehicle for God, you're a full vessel, now what do you do with that? But see, if you don't really think that you are, and this is how we consider our ways, then we gotta start journaling, we gotta start writing. I actually think I need provision, God. I actually think I need protection. I actually think I need acceptance. Show me how you have done this for me, because all I'm seeing is lack. I say, break off that lack and poverty off your eyes right now in the name of Jesus. You've received his fullness, his righteousness, his shalom peace. Everything is complete. You're living in the realms of the ascension. You're living in the everlasting realms. There is no death. You will live forever. You have defeated time. Come on, I'm speaking to you right now. So with this new mindset, now we develop a strategy for kingdom building for the Hebrew year of 5785, which is going to go into the Gregorian calendar year of 2025. See, God's not handing out strategy this time for people who still think they're in lack. Come on. You gotta write the strategy. You gotta write the vision and make it plain so a herald can run with it from faith. What is faith? Faith says you've received all things, right? You might look at your circumstances and say, no, I'm missing this, I'm missing that, it's not enough, oh no. But that's not faith. That's looking at your circumstances, okay? And so that's not the truth, because people who are faith-focused, they live by the truth of the Word of God. The facts may say something, but truth says something else. And that is the currency of heaven. It's the faith to believe you have all things. Now operate from that. Write the vision and make it plain from having everything. Okay, come on. I need you to see the vision that God has given you to build in 5785. It is coming solely from his grace, his peace, his righteousness, his wholeness. Already there. You build from here up. You don't build from the ground up, because that's a deficit. And then you'd have to fill all the deficit with your strategy before you ever got to the mountaintop to launch something. We're gonna erase everything that's in deficit. And we're gonna say, you have all, now go from here. Now launch up, now advance, now move into kingdom territory as a result of this. Come on, I'm getting excited with this word. So God says he's gonna shake the nations, right? So you want to see the glory of the Lord released in the earth today. Everybody's asking, oh, I want the glory, I want the glory. Okay, are you in fullness? Are you living in purity, righteousness, holiness? If you're not, guess what? The glory's not being released, because the glory comes to an environment, a temple, and its environment on where people believe there is no lack. Come on, come on. Come on, you want to see signs, miracles, and wonders? Then you enter in by faith that no lack exists. And then because of what Jesus has done, okay? It's not like we're like, ah, oh, la, la, no lack exists. No, it's all biblical. Scripturally, he says no lack exists. He says we're out of Egypt into the promised land. He says shalom, peace. He says completion. He says fullness. He says you're seated with me in heavenly places. He says live in the realms of the ascension. He says, build on the mountain, come up here. Folks, that's what he says. If he says it, that's what it is. And if that's what it is, then as we live there, the glory of the Lord is released in the earth. You want to see the glory be released in the nations? Then let us develop a nation's mindset of fullness, completion, wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. See, if we're still going around talking about everything that's broken, all right, then basically what we're saying is that we do not have the faith to believe that Jesus took care of all things and everything is complete by faith. Yeah, sure, it might be a fact that things are difficult. It might be a fact that there's some lack that's existing in your life. However, when you begin to live in the realms of fullness, the lack immediately gets filled up, and then boom, you start being launched from there. You start receiving more revelation, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. The seven spirits of the Lord begin to come before you. Do you know the word says that he will give more to those that have some? Do you know what that means? That means that when you believe by faith that you have some, more is given to you. But if you don't believe you have any, then you won't get any. See, this is how the kingdom of heaven works. You want to live the abundant life, nothing missing, nothing broken, walk in that level of abundancy, then you have to position yourselves by faith. How is faith increased? Faith is increased by hearing the word. We hear the word of God and our faith is increased. Listen, if your faith isn't in the realms of wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, get back in the word of God. Say, God, I need to know the word that will increase my faith, that I can step into these places of fullness, wholeness, and completion. Listen, you have the power to defy death because Jesus himself defied it. You have the power to build from the everlasting realms into the earth today. You have the power to subdue everything that calls itself lack in your life and call it into order. But you must see yourself that way first. This is why the covenant relationship that these people had in Haggai, God was speaking to them and said, don't fear, I'm with you. Don't you remember the covenant? Like God saying, listen, I pulled you out of Egypt and that mindset, and I'm setting you in the promised land, and I want to release my glory to the latter house. Will you now come and build with me? See, this is an alliance, it's a covenant, it's a partnership between us and God. Can we be his builders in 5785, coming to build the kingdom? There is the collectivity of all of us doing the assignments that God has given us that builds the kingdom. And the kingdom being built in 5785 is a kingdom built with the voice of grace. And his grace is saying, listen, I have pulled you out of desperate places. I have pulled you. I have delivered you. I have pulled you out of oppression. I have healed your body. I have revived your spirit and your soul. I, God, have done these things. Now, can you not honor me by doing what I ask in faith? In other words, just step out in faith and begin to build. Okay, so I see in the spirit that your wheels are turning right now. This is good. Now, get a pen and start writing. Begin to receive an impartation for writing a new strategy for building your ministry. Your ministry to your home, your ministry to your family, your ministry to your church, your neighborhood, your city, your state, your nation. Write it out from fullness. Do not write that thing out from lack. Like, we're going to do this and this is going to fill this need. No. This need is filled. Now then let us go forward, and then God will fill every need that you're seeing. I know that when we see need, we want to come up with an answer to the problem. I'm not telling you not to come up with an answer to the problem, okay? If God gives you an answer to the problem, go ahead and write that down. That's part of the building process. But don't build from a heart of lack. Don't build from a soul that's trying to get something. Instead, have the soul say, the mind, the will, and the emotion say, I have everything. I have all I need. I have all the provision protection I need. I have Christ's righteousness imparted to me. Now what do I do, Lord? How then shall I live, and how then shall I build in 5785? Come on, God's going to give you a new strategy. And listen, it's a kingdom strategy, and he intends to release the glory, a new level of glory, into the very thing that he's calling you to build, or that he's calling us all collectively to build, which is the kingdom. We want to see the nations come into the place that God is calling nations to come into. We want to see God move from desire of the nations, and which he talks about that in Haggai chapter 2. Also, that desire comes from a place that's already full, not a place that lacks. Come on, we have the power to change the world today. I don't know about you, but I'm getting really, really excited with all that God wants to do. Let me pray for you now. Father, I thank you for my friend who's watching. I thank you, Father, that the strongholds over their mind are broken now, the poverty in their mind, the lack, all the questions, Lord. Instead, cause them to receive revelation and wisdom keys from heaven. What you have given them, expound on to greater levels. Lord, show them how to collectively partner with other ministries to build the kingdom of God, that your glory might be revealed in the earth in 5785. Let there be a glory release. And we thank you, Father. We sign up for the I am complete, whole, and full plan. We sign up for what you already did. We see ourselves there. We live from these realms of the ascension, these everlasting realms, these heavenly realms. We live from there, and we build from here, Father. We can give you glory, honor, and praise because we are not builders from this ground, from the earth. We are builders from heaven that release into the earth. The strategies that we get, Father, are mountaintop strategies, so that when we start to build here, Lord, there is a huge overflow that comes into the earth. We thank you, Lord, for the keys to release the glory, which is to live in fullness and walk in fullness. Whoo, I feel that right now in the name of Jesus. Keys to live and build today are in fullness first, then the glory is released. Hallelujah. All right, somebody needs to hear this message because they're going, God is speaking to me about building and I have no idea what he's doing with this. Come on. I know he is, because I know the month we're in. We're in the month of Elul. We're getting ready to come into Tishrei. We're getting ready to come into the three feasts, which that's very interesting because the glory of the Lord is revealed after the three feasts, Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Atonement on October 12th, and the Feast of Sukkot or Tabernacles directly after that. Boom. Then the glory is released in Haggai. That's what we want to see. It is a building time. Listen, if you're hearing this message, we invite you to join us at the Washington Mall on October 12th, the Day of Atonement, at One Minute with God, Yom Kippur, the highest holy day of the year. Come pray, fast, stand. We're going to take communion together, and we're going to believe in God tearing down the strongholds of this nation and of the nations, that the glory of the Lord might be released in the earth. So just show up on the Washington Mall. We want to get to know you. And if you want more information, go to 1millionwomen.org. This is for men and women, families. Come on out. We just want to get as many as we can on the Washington Mall. Ooh, glory. During this time, God is gonna create a shift right here before our national elections. If you're overseas somewhere and you're watching me, then join us on that day in praying and fasting. It's a high holy day in Israel. It's the day that the Jews remember that according to the law of Moses, there was sacrificial offerings that needed to be made for sin. And this would be the day that the blood of an unblemished lamb would come in by the high priest and be put on the mercy seat. But we celebrate, those of us who are messianic believers and Christians, we celebrate that Jesus was our high priest in the new order, the order of Melchizedek. That's what the author of Hebrews says, that he went in and he put his blood on the mercy seat, and he declared, what? It is finished once and for all. And what does that mean? It means all things are complete, and we're now in the new eternal order of Melchizedek, which is a kingdom order. It is run by a kingdom and a priest, and it is run in such a way that we have all we need. in fullness, completion, shalom, peace, and righteousness. Whew, because Melchizedek was the king of Salem and the king of righteousness. So he was both the king of shalom, peace, and the king of righteousness. Whew, hallelujah. Don't get me preaching on that. That's a whole other sermon for a whole other time. Maybe you're really feeling a pull to learn more about what I'm talking about, living in this fullness. I invite you to take my soul transformation class. We have classes running all the time. They're starting again in October. Go to dreammentors.org. That's with two M's, D-R-E-A-M, mentors.org, and sign up to be a part of the class. It's only 6 weeks. There's an ebook that you can get if you're living overseas. We also have hard copy books you can get through Amazon in any nation. But this is an amazing understanding of spirit, soul, and body. Learn to not only grow yourself, but also learn these skills so you can help other people, so you can disciple other people. And then we have an extension to soul transformation. We have our Dream Mentors 101 Basic Biblical Life Coaching course and Transformational Life Coaching course, the 201. Maybe you want to grow and get a credential. Maybe you want to know these incredible things about the fullness, wholeness, completion, ascension realms. I just invite you to come and be a student of Dream Mentors. Go to our website, dreammentors.org, and get signed up before October 1st. Just say you want information, fill that out, and someone will get in touch with you and get you signed up in a class. We are graduating people all the time. And then come and be a ministry affiliate with us. That would be really, really awesome. And then I have a once a month ascension class that I run that I run through Zoom. Maybe you want to meet me and I get to meet you and come online with me. We spend an hour and a half together. I do usually twice in one day. The next one's going to be October 1st and possibly October 2nd. I might have to split the night class and the day class. We're working on that right now, but it's going to be the first and second day in October. So sign up before October 1st, before the Hebrew New Year, and say, Candace, I want to be a part of the Glory Road community, and I want to live in these places of the realms of the ascension. I want to wrap my head around understanding that eternal time is where I'm called to live. Everlasting realms are where I'm called to live, and I want to learn how to make choices and decisions from that place. Come on, there's so much. We are all growing together in these classes, and there's lots of leaders that are on the line. So I hope you'll join me for that. And again, if you do not have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, if you want to learn how to integrate the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar, what a way to start on the seventh month on the religious calendar, which is the month of Tishri. It is also the first month on the civil calendar, okay, 7 and 1. It is the month of Tishri in which all the brand new things start. We come up with the head of the year. It's going to be 5785. Don't you want to learn about this? Because this is about God's calendar and getting in alignment, the proper alignment, times and seasons. All right, I'm excited that you all came on with me today. How shall we build in 5785? With the overwhelming grace of God, we shall build so the glory of the Lord shall be released in the earth as the waters cover the sea. All right, get excited. High five your neighbor. Send this to a friend. Share it, share it, share it. There are people that need to hear, what is God doing in 5785? He has the voice of grace, and he's saying, live in fullness, wholeness, and completion. Nothing missing, nothing broken. We're going to build from here. All right, be blessed, and we'll see you next week.